理课堂听 class.com。
Page 34. Companies with a heart. For some companies, business is about more than just making money. Can a company make money and make a difference in the world at the same time? Yes. Timberland, Pfizer, and The Body Shop are doing just that. Timberland.In 1989, Jeffrey Swartz had a conversation with a teenager that changed his life. Swartz was an executive at Timberland, a $1.5 billion U.S. dollar footwear company. Once, as he volunteered at a shelter for teenagers, one of them asked Swartz what he did. "I'm responsible for the global execution of strategy at Timberland," Swartz said. "So what do you do?" "I work at Getting Well," the teenager replied. Suddenly, Swartz's problems seemed unimportant compared to the teenager's. Swartz realized his calling was to help others. Later, as CEO, he made that the purpose of Timberland, too. Now, Timberland pays employees to do 40 hours of volunteer service a year. Timberland organizes community service projects around the world. Last year, volunteers painted classrooms at a school in China. For Swartz, companies should do more than just make money. "We believe that companies have the power and the responsibility to effect positive and lasting change in the world," he says. Pfizer. In September 2003, Sandra Logue left her job in Seattle for 5 months to volunteer in Uganda. There, she trained nurses in women and children's health care. Some of those nurses were the only health worker in their villages. Logue was part of Pfizer's Global Health Fellows program. Pfizer, the world's largest drug company, established the program in 2003. Every year, Pfizer sends 20 to 30 of their staff members to volunteer in developing countries. The volunteers contribute their knowledge to help solve health problems worldwide. As a drug and research company, Pfizer also donates their medical products to developing countries. For example, Pfizer medicine is helping cure people with trachoma in poor countries. Trachoma is a disease that leads to blindness. Medicine donated by Pfizer has treated over 10 million people with the disease. In Morocco, trachoma has almost been completely cured in children. Pfizer's annual giving totals hundreds of millions of dollars for various health causes worldwide. As a result, Pfizer has received much media recognition for its generosity. The Body Shop. In 1976, Anita Roddick opened the first Body Shop store. Since then, the passionate Roddick has involved the company in a number of campaigns. To promote recycling, The Body Shop gives discounts to customers for refilling used product bottles. Many stores also participate in campaigns supporting local charities. Last year, stores worldwide ran campaigns to help women suffering from domestic violence. The Body Shop's mission statement says the company is committed to the pursuit of social and environmental change. Even now, with over 1,900 stores worldwide, this commitment hasn't changed. The Body Shop also helps farmers worldwide through its community trade program. Roddick got the idea for community trade during a visit to Brazil. She met some tribal people there who collected nuts in the forest. Roddick discovered the nut oil was good for her skincare products. Since then, she has bought product ingredients directly from them and other farmers. The program benefits everybody involved. Through trade, farmers can improve the welfare of their communities, and the Body Shop gets high-quality products. Such an example shows that doing good can be good for business, too. Talk about it. When looking for a job, would you consider whether or not a company does community service? Why or why not? What is a cause or campaign that you care about? What can you do to support it? Key points. Jeff Swartz was inspired by a teenager to help people. He made that the purpose of Timberland, too. Pfizer donates medicine and its own staff's time to health causes worldwide. The Body Shop participates in many environmental and community campaigns. Through community trade, it also helps farmers and communities worldwide.
Shelter. When Maria didn't have enough money for a place to live, she went to a shelter with temporary housing. Execution. Our plan was good, but its execution was terrible. Strategy. How will we win this game? What is our strategy? Calling. Jane realized her calling was to become a doctor when she volunteered in the hospital. Community service. Harry does 5 hours of community service every week. Healthcare. Many people are sick in this country. The government needs to improve its standard of healthcare. Fellow. As a fellow at Washington University, Professor Smith taught classes there for 1 year. Developing country. Countries like Kenya and Rwanda are considered developing countries. Donate. Many people donated money for a new hospital in our town. Trachoma. Many people in poor countries lose their sight because of trachoma. Cause. The soldiers in this war think they're fighting for a worthy cause. Campaign. Our school ran a campaign to raise money for poor families in our community. Charity. That charity helps children who grew up in poor families. Domestic violence. Domestic violence is a problem that affects many families. Trade. This village supports itself with the trade of local products. Skin care. Maria uses a skin care product to make her skin smoother. Welfare. The parents are very worried about the welfare of their child who's been missing for 2 days.